Soku Sibiya is the editor of Africa.com, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Soku. We reflect on women in Senegal who have turned their fortunes around.
Good morning, Africa and dear listeners. Yes, you know, it goes back to the age-old saying that when you empower women, you actually empower a nation. And what has happened in a village in Senegal called Matam, many of the men have lived to look for a better life, and this is because of degradation in that environmental degradation in that area. So obviously when the men leave, the women get left behind because there's still land to take care of, as well as livestock. So they would always rely on remittances that would come from their husbands who have left. But, you know, with the economic situation in Senegal deteriorating as well, this became very difficult. Until 5 years ago, when an NGO called Green Cross learned about the environmental impact that was happening in that area and basically partnered up with the women in the village to start a campaign called Energy to Stay. And what this initiative is about is using renewable sources of energy to basically make farming life in that village much more sustainable. So now, instead of using old techniques like flooding the plains in order to water the crops, they use solar energy to basically power their pumps, which helps them to come up with an irrigation system that saves them on fuel, firstly, as well as even the labor of basically running a small farm. And what this has done is that it's empowered the women in the village in order to be able to feed the families who have been left behind, as well as sell most of their produce to the market. And by this, they gain money. What this is also doing is that it's attracted many of the men who have left, for example, for a greater opportunity elsewhere, to come back home and to use this initiative to actually stay home, revive the agricultural sector. And this is what should be happening as we move forward as Africa, because we are, agriculture is actually the economy or the sector that's meant to employ most of the youth that we have on our continent.
As long as the men, while returning to those, villages in Senegal, do realize that it's a woman who've revived those economies, shall we call them, and give them the kudos and the honor and the respect, quite frankly, that they deserve.
We hope so. We hope so. You know, we don't know, but we know what it shows as well is the is that how empowerment should go both ways. It opens the eyes of the men in those villages in terms of the role that women have played. And it also just shows them that they can also come back and contribute. I think it has to be a balance between the both.
It certainly does. Soku, thank you very much. Always lovely to chat to you. Have a wonderful week.